We're really pleased with the community response to the COVID-19 outbreak. It has been fast moving for all of us.
That's Ross Brooks, CEO and patient of Mountain Family Health Centers, a community-based clinic with offices in Glenwood Springs, Rifle, Basalt, and Edwards. A mobile dental bus is based in Glenwood Springs.
Our first job at Mountain Family is to provide that care for 21,000 medical, dental, and behavioral health patients.
Mountain Family's Smiles dental programs in Rifle and the Avon school-based clinic are closed right now. But that's only part of some new protocols the clinic has put in place to flatten the coronavirus curve. Brooks says Mountain Family has moved away from face-to-face visits in the clinics in favor of telephone visits and telehealth physical and behavioral health visits.
In addition, we're doing some what we're calling our drive-by parking lot visits as well, to be able to provide care for patients, but ultimately to protect our staff and the community from the spread of COVID-19.
Dr. Matt Percy explains the drive-by protocols.
What we're trying to do is have providers and nurses be triaging patients over the phone. So what a patient could expect if they call in to Mountain Family is to get to talk to a provider or a nurse within 24 hours. Hopefully most people we can, you know, handle whatever is needed over the phone or via a video conference, but there's a few people that we may need to look at in person, and then those will try and arrange seeing you in your car in the parking lot or in a table set out outside the clinic.
Percy, medical director of Mountain Family and Rifle, says that telehealth will allow patients and doctors to visit by video call, but it all begins with a phone call.
All the recommendations around this are changing very quickly, but as of right now, the first place you start is by calling us, 970-945-2840.
That's 970-945-2870.
And you'll speak with somebody in our call center, and then they'll kind of triage it from there. But yeah, most calls are getting routed to providers and nurses, and then we'll give you some guidance over the phone.
The one other thing I'd add to what Dr. Percy shared is that we're asking patients not to just show up physically at the clinic. We really do want you to give us a call first.
Dr. Percy says right now Mountain Family is not testing for COVID-19.
We have a pretty limited amount of tests, and right now some of the recommendations are leaning towards only testing those sickest patients or people in the hospital. We also have a limited amount of protective equipment for our staff to test, and testing is actually one of the higher risk procedures, so you pretty much need to dispose all your protective equipment after you've tested someone. Since we have a limited supply, that's another reason we don't want to test. And then perhaps the most important reason as an individual patient is it doesn't really change your management very much. You know, there's not a specific medicine that we give or anything if COVID is positive.
He adds that if someone meets the criteria for testing, Mountain Family is sending them to Gypsum.
So there is a tent set up outside of, I believe, Gypsum Urgent Care that people can get tested at, but they are only testing people with a order from their primary care provider and only that meet specific criteria from the state.
Last week, the Director General of the World Health Organization encouraged all countries to test for the disease. So why isn't that happening here?
And I think it's mostly a supply thing around the actual swabs to do the tests, the reagent to send the test in, and the capacity of the state lab to run tests. Those are all somewhat limited, and then in addition to the personal protective equipment for staff that we need to wear and then dispose if we did do a test.
Ross Brooks agrees with the World Health Organization, but says the problem is one of supply on the federal and state levels.
So I know our state is trying to work with the federal government on expediting testing capacity. The president announced potential testing in large retail parking lots like a Target or a Walmart. We haven't seen that come to fruition in our communities yet. And we've been working with the governor's office on trying to expedite testing in our local communities, but it's not a done deal yet. So it's a work in progress.
Dr. Percy says the way out of the flattening the curve strategy is an extensive testing program. Meanwhile, Mountain Family urges us to keep our distance and wash our hands. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.